Good morning. We are rounding off week two. This is episode 14 of Truth Punk. And I'm one. Are you one? Are you telling the truth? Are you stopping the fight at your neck and letting what's in your heart just out of your mouth before your brain tries to mess with it and convince you otherwise? It's raining out here today. I still hear the birds. You can hear them too, right? Well, it's only been 2 weeks since we started this daily check-in. It is unfiltered and uncut and unscripted. I brought a page of notes yesterday and they blew away. I had some things I thought I wanted to say and then I just said what I said. So, today, I wanted to talk about the change I've seen in myself, in my life, in my mornings. And I think the most fun way to tell you about this is to tell you about, it was 2 days ago, so maybe 2 episodes ago, the day that I started pretty frustrated and the same day that the sunrise wouldn't quit. Until I gave up on my frustration and just feasted on the gloriousness that was the sunrise that day. And then I decided that, well, that could have been the best thing that happened to me all day and that would be okay. The sunrise was just amazing and my frustration was dissolving. So I continued my morning that day. And on the way to school to drop off Finn, I asked him which way he wanted to go. I knew which way I wanted to go. Hello, take a right, take the scenic route. And he chose that way too. And I've been making him make some other choices as well. I asked him midweek maybe, do you want the music on or off? I thought we all enjoyed the music in the morning. Sometimes we even sing together. Sometimes I put specific songs on for specific people. Finn chose off. Almost every time in the morning, he chooses off. And so it's such a habit I notice. I'll be driving in a quiet car and I'll just reach down to throw some music on or listen to a fun podcast or something. And I just kept, stopping myself. And it's music off. It's the scenic route and it's music off. And so what do I realize? I can hear the birds. I can hear the birds all the way to school. What? So I'm in amazement now when I take the scenic route and the music is off in the morning. I can listen to these glorious birds. Who knows if it's these birds or other birds or, I mean, all the birds. I get to listen to birds all the way to school. It's so peaceful and lovely and it calms me and I'm more attentive. I'm more aware. I'm more present. Case in point, a couple days ago on this day I'm mentioning, the frustration sunrise day, we're halfway to school. We're more than halfway to school. And I hear Finn in the back seat, and I just hear these, just a few notes. Dee, 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 dee. And I know that. Dee, 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 dee. And I thought, what is that? What's he singing? I know that. It's Big Block Sing Song. Happening right before my eyes. What's it called? Change. Happening right before my eyes. And it feels really good when you find out what Finn is saying. If you don't know what Finn is saying or singing, feels so good to me to figure it out. It is like winning Jeopardy, winning the lottery, hitting the, I'm like, yes, bingo! Like, mystery solved, felt so good. And then I thought, Amanda, Finn is communicating with you. What is he saying? Yes, it is amazing. Celebrate the win that you found out what he's saying. Now, what is he communicating to you? You found out what he's saying. What is he saying? Change happening right before my eyes. We started leaving later, taking our time more, brushing our teeth, more relaxed, taking the scenic route, no music, windows down, listening to the birds. Arriving to school in time for the action. We're not sitting in the car for 10 minutes with a crappy view, getting, you know, ants in our pants. We roll into school after a lovely drive. We're in the back of the line, but the minute we roll up, there's action. Ooh, look, teachers are coming out. Students are getting out. Life is happening. We're moving up in line. It's so wonderful. And so that happened that day, you know? Wow, change right before my eyes. And I love car times, you know, car times, bath times, you know, dishes times, when you're kind of caught up in the autopilot and things strike you. That day got even better. The car, the sunrise in the car was amazing. The Finn mystery communication change right before our eyes, amazing. And that night, I had such a great dance class. I was really kind of excited for a Friday, a little bit tired this week, not gonna lie, excited to go dance, see my people, but then like come home and be done and yeah, like just relax, right? So I get to class, and I don't know if you remember the contrast from the last class. I showed up to class and I was like, ugh, no class. This room's a mess. I'm not picking it up. I'm going to go join the party and have some cake. Hi, Crow. I see you. We hear you. Good morning. Hi. Maybe the crow would like some cake today. I don't know. Do crows eat cake? Okay, speaking of cake, I get there to class. And one of my favorite people just like shows up there early and meets me there, which is great. We get set up early and I'm actually sitting down, drinking my water, chatting with my friend. Another gal walks in. It's her first time dancing there. So awesome. And then another favorite person walks in with homemade cupcakes. Homemade cupcakes, you guys. More cake, more frosting. I'm so excited. And there were 5 cupcakes and 5 of us right there. I said, oh my goodness. I'm going to send 1 cupcake home with each of us. This is going to be great. It got even better because I totally forgot about that. And so did everybody else. And I went home with all 5 cupcakes. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Joni. And yeah, so it was amazing. And then what happened? Oh, no big deal. Just 2 more of my favorite people show up. And one of them gives me a gift, a beautiful book from a local bookstore. NPR's podcast guide. So I might even maybe know what I'm doing some of these days. I can't promise that I won't be sitting out on my deck in the rain like I am right now. It is raining. You can hear it, right? I am getting wet. I'm up for more water. I'm a go with the flow kind of gal. So I'm going to have a drink of this lemon water. Here, talk to the crow. Go, crow. Go ahead. Oh, he needs a partner. He wants the back and forth. Okay. I hear that. So, it's been 4 months that I've been doing my tree that I've talked about in my bedroom. I write down on a piece of paper on my daily leaf. It's the best thing that happened to me today, right? So I've been doing that for a solid 4 months. I started at the beginning of the year, and right now we're getting into May. And I'm here to report, after 4 solid months, there are days now where so many good things happen, I don't know what the leaf is. I don't know. I don't know what to write down. In fact, I was really stumped on this day. I'm like, wow, was it the sunrise? Was it the podcast reflecting the sunrise? Was it Finn in the car? Was it the beautiful walk I went with a friend? Was it, you know, class that evening? Was it the cupcakes? Was it the book gift? So many good things. What an amazing problem to have, right? So start focusing on what you want. Start focusing on what feels good. Start saying thank you for the things you want to say thank you for, even if it's just to yourself or to a little paper leaf. Because what you focus on grows. I'm having more and more to say thank you for. And I'm really enjoying it. So, let's take a moment. It's raining. I'm wet already, okay? I'm gonna breathe. I'm listening. I hear the crow mostly. I hear the rain. What do you hear? What do you hear on this podcast? What do you hear around you? What do you hear inside of you? What do you smell? Breathe in deeply. Let it out. I can smell the earth. I can smell my lemon water. I can smell my wet hair. I'm gonna open my eyes. I've had them closed for a few minutes. I really like to go inside, especially when I'm breathing deeply and focused on that. My eyes are open. I'm looking at all the trees, the leaves, the moss, the grass, the crow. I see the crow. He's on a branch. It's a good sized branch, like as thick as my arm. And I've got guns. And it's broken off at the end. It's maybe only 6-8 feet off the big trunk of the tree. And he's a big old black crow. And he's sitting there looking at me. And he's talking. What can I feel? My pants are soft. I'm wearing sweatpants. They're getting damp at the knees, mostly. Taste. What do I taste? I taste the air. I'm sticking my tongue out and breathing in and out like a dog. Ready? Pant. Ready? I'm gonna taste my lemon water. Okay, what's left? See, hear, taste, smell, touch. Now, let's all shut up, me included. I'm not gonna tell the crow what to do. Relax. And just feel. Let everything just drop away. Let your face melt. Turn into the rain. Turn into the water. Be the water cycle. Fall from the sky, absorb into the earth, evaporate back up. Be in a cloud. Get heavy. Fall down. All the way down into the ground. And then you feel so light that you get back up. And you keep going up, 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 up. And we keep going around and around. Right? Every morning, the sun comes up, whether it's sunny or not. And I come out here, whether it's raining or not. So, if it's sunny, it'll be cloudy again. If it's cloudy, it'll be sunny again. If it's rainy, it'll be dry again. If it's dry, it'll be rainy again. So, be where you're at and know that it'll change. Focus on what you want to grow. Will you? I will. Okay, I gotta go dry off. I'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys.